Hello. This story that you're about to listen to is titled Seeking Love. Have you ever felt betrayed, deserted by everyone, and neglected by a spouse? Please listen to this life-transforming story. Growing up, getting accepted by people was a very terrible issue for me. As a matter of fact, I loved to make friends, but somehow I felt like I could never fit in. I came from a very lovely and jovial family. In our house, there wasn't any time that laughter could not be heard. We were not just jovial, but very funny. The only place I felt sync with was my home. Apart from my home, I often felt like an outcast. Initially, it made me absorb myself so much into my family. But as time passed and my siblings got older, they all began to individually get more attached to their friends and their best friends. They began to hang out more often with friends than family. Being the last child of the family, I started to feel very much left out. I lost the joy of companionship, and even though I did very excellently at school and extracurricular activities, I always felt worthless, alone, unnoticed, disregarded, empty, and unaccepted. I saw how new students come to school, and just on their first day, they made lots of friends and fitted into already existing cliques easily. I also watched how new people moved into our neighborhood, and before the week ran out, they made acquaintances easily. It was not as if I had just folded my hands and expected to be accepted by all. I had made attempts to befriend both the good, the bad, and the ugly, but they eventually walked away like I was of no use to them. I tried different approaches. At one time, whenever I got to meet someone nice and friendly for the first time, I always made the first move for a formal introduction. At other times, I would do something nice for people and expect them to connect naturally. Sometimes, I made well-calculated efforts to befriend someone of my interest. Well, I never ever got turned down, but in just few days or weeks into the friendship, they would just begin to avoid me, ignore me, and on some occasions deny ever knowing me. On the other hand, I also observed that people really never made attempts to come close to me. A person who may be standing right next to me would deliberately walk past me to someone else just to ask for directions on something that I could obviously give. I began to lose confidence in myself. Even though I looked beautiful, tall, had a beautiful long hair and great dress sense. When I got into the university, I discovered that people behaved more maturely and that it was very impossible for someone not to be oneself. It is either you are connected to someone as a roommate, flatmate, classmate, project partner, and so on. The list is endless. It seemed exciting because there were a lot of opportunities to connect with at least someone. I would really love to share my individual encounter with everyone I was connected to, but time would not let me. At first, I connected with my roommates, but after a year of staying together, they began to ignore me and feel embarrassed to be seen around me in public. It really hurt me because I was the kind of roommate that deserved to be treated kindly. I was the one who cleaned the entire room most times, always washed the dishes, served everyone whenever I cooked my food, took care of any repairs with my money, yet I was never valued. In fact, it was as if none of them ever noticed. In my faculty, I also missed a lot of tests that came impromptu because no one ever remembered to inform me. The information would always spread to everyone but never get to me because no one really had me in mind. On some occasions, when I get into a shop to get something, the shop owner would skip me just like that. He would even attend to someone I came long before first, before attending to me. But light eventually shined on me in my fourth year. One afternoon, three ladies came visiting. They told me that they were evangelizing. I welcomed them into my room and they led me to Christ that day. That was how I started going to church. Those three ladies were actually roommates and also members of the same church that I had started to fellowship with. Fortunately for me, one of them was my classmate, and that made me like them the most. They often would come to my room on their way to church so that all four of us could go together. We often returned from church together too. We became so close that I had to move in with them. That was the very first time that I ever got to fit in and connect with someone. I fell so deeply in love with them that I never thought of holding any secrets from them. They knew actually everything about me in detail. Then, in my fifth year, that is my final year, I was miraculously proposed to. He was a member of the church. He actually just walked up to me without any formal dating process and asked me to marry him. He really wasn't a total stranger to me, but we just never dated. Until his proposal, we only greeted each other and chatted occasionally after service. He wasn't a student. As a matter of fact, he was a mature young man who had graduated 7 years before with a good job and ready to settle down. At first, it sounded weird to me because I had never had a boyfriend and I never felt someone could fall in love with me so deeply that he would want to stay committed to me for life. After about 2 weeks of thinking about it, I said yes. Just then, things began to go worse. Things went wrong right after I informed my current roommates that I was engaged to be married soon. These three ladies suddenly began to act cold towards me. That did not really bother me much until I began to notice some malicious behaviors from my classmates, most especially the ones who never really paid attention to me before. Well, That was only the beginning. The malicious treatment towards me began to extend from just my classmates to a large number of students in the school. This included both those who were familiar with me and those who were not. This went on until a particular lady who had told me about 2 years before that she admires me for my beauty and intelligence, but never became my friend, walked up to me. She told me that my roommates had been going round school telling people that I forced a man to engage me and that I was making the room unbearable for them by rubbing my engagement on their faces. She also told me that these ladies had also been spreading some of my personal secrets and details about my personal life around. She added that there were unpleasant rumors about me spreading around the school. I tried to persuade her to tell me the details of the content of the rumors, but she bluntly refused to say anything. Even though I had become popular, that certainly was not the way I wanted it. After that conversation, I couldn't attend classes for 1 whole week. I felt very disappointed, heartbroken, betrayed, discouraged, and angry. Well, I never did bother confronting my roommates. I kept quiet about it and only looked forward to the day of convocation. 3 months later, I graduated and was completely done with that school. My consolation was that I wasn't graduating to a life of total loneliness anymore. I was very excited that I had someone who was in love with me and was ready to commit himself to me for life. Without any delays, 6 months later, we got married. He treated me well as a wonderful husband would. He showed me so much love and made me feel like his most cherished treasure. But it only lasted till the birth of our first child. In return, I showed him so much love. I poured out my heart and love on him in gratitude to his love for me. I was so kind, very considerate, soft, and very sacrificial. I often placed his happiness before mine, no matter how inconveniencing it could be. Unfortunately, everything turned sour after the birth of the baby. He suddenly lost interest in me. He began to act nonchalantly towards me. He started to place his family and friends above me. He became extremely absorbed in church activities and his work so much that he stopped having time for me. Because I believed so much in him, I began to go from one marriage counselor to another. But it turned out that the more I sought to reconnect with him, the farther he went and the more distant I felt. Things never got any better between us. By the time my son turned 2, I had already gotten very exhausted from trying to make things work out between us. So I began to consider a divorce. The feeling of worthlessness and emptiness crept in again. At that point, I was forced to make up my mind to accept that I do not deserve to be loved. I really just could not understand why I would give out so much love only for me to be unappreciated, disappointed, and taken for granted. So, I decided to completely let go of my desire to be loved and accepted. 2 weeks later, I stumbled on a song titled Matchless Love by Sinach. I had developed the habit of seeking companionship from YouTube, fascinating websites, and other social media sites as a result of my lonely state. That evening, I stumbled on that song as I was going through some recently uploaded videos on YouTube. I got captivated by the song title that I couldn't just wait to listen to it. That song happened to be my perfect and long-awaited turnaround. I could not stop listening to that song. I kept listening to it over and over again and meditating on the lyrics all day. The more I did, the more I realized that there's actually a love that satisfies and knows no bound. Here goes the powerful and most honest lyrics of the song that gave me life again. You went to Calvary, you gave your very best. You died and rose again just for me. You said it is finished. Now I sing. Oh, what a matchless love displayed. Oh, what a glorious sacrifice. I am grateful for your body, grateful for your blood. Jesus, I love you. The more I listened to this song, the more I could see that I sought for someone who would call me frequently, not knowing that God's call never hangs up. In fact, He's always reaching out. I sought for romance, not knowing that God never leaves me. He is always with me. I sought for companionship, not knowing that God has placed the Holy Spirit in me. What a perfect companion that lives within me and never leaves. I sought for commitment, not knowing that years before I was born, God had paid the ultimate price and sacrifice needed to purchase my freedom and oneness with Him. I sought for ownership, not knowing that God calls me His very own. I sought for someone who would shield and defend me, not knowing that God had said He would never forsake me. I sought for someone who would help me, not knowing that God has said that He deeply desires that I prosper all round in life. I sought for someone who will appreciate me, not knowing that God loves me even in my imperfect state. I sought for someone who will forgive me easily, not knowing that even before my birth, God sacrificed His Son so that all my sins, past, present, and future, would be blotted out. He didn't even mind how terrible and unpardonable my sins could be. I sought for warmth, not knowing that God's presence is overwhelming, exciting, and joyful. It dawned on me that I have sought love from people who couldn't even love themselves. I was so excited to have found both the perfect love and the perfect lover. Even though I was a Christian then, I had only known that God loves me, but I had never really realized how perfect and satisfying His love is. That day, I decided to open my heart to this love. I consciously received this love by declaring, God, thank you for your love for me. I receive your love into my heart and into my life in Jesus' name. As simple as it sounds, that was all I kept saying, and I could feel His liquid feeling love bubbling inside me and filling me up. It was exciting, and in the moment, all the previous feeling of emptiness, rejection, worthlessness, and all totally disappeared. All the pain went away, and my emotions were totally and instantly healed. I derived total satisfaction from this love and completely stopped seeking human love. As days passed, I never really got bothered about making friends anymore. I even stopped expecting love from my husband and family. I took my eyes completely off seeking for love and focused only on acknowledging and receiving the love of God. I kept making this declaration every day. God, thank you for your love for me. I receive your love into my heart and into my life in Jesus' name. The more I did, the more the feeling of God's love became more tangible to me. After a few weeks, I eventually realized that God's love and God's presence are the same. It is only just called different names. The more I acknowledged and received God's love, the more satisfied I felt. Furthermore, I also realized that acknowledging and accepting God's love is the easiest way to trust Him. It eradicated fear completely from me and gave me the boldness to face situations without any doubt that things would work in my favor. I began to experience great ease in all areas of my life as I continued to daily acknowledge, accept, and rest on His love. My marriage was supernaturally restored. Yes. People began to get attracted to me and enjoy being around me. I was often told that there was something about me and around me that they enjoyed, even though they could not really understand what it really is. Well, irrespective of the way people began to flock around me and show me love and respect, never for once did I ever lift my eyes off God's love for me. I never again expected so much love from my husband and from people in general. I willingly accepted the level of love my husband could give and display towards me. I also learned to be content with the level of love people could offer me. I stopped getting any more offended by their inadequacies and faults because I constantly got satisfied with the matchless love of God. His love is matchless, and it is all for me. Glory. Thank you so much for listening to this amazing story. I know you've learned a lot from it, and sincerely, narrating it to you, it has also inspired and impacted me too. You would wonder, how was I not the one that wrote this story? Well, it was written about 3 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And right now, this is the story that I needed for my life. Right now that I'm narrating it to you. Indeed, the matchless love of God is all that I need. It is all that you need. It's not just a feeling. It is powerful. It works wonders. It casts out all fear, all doubt, and gives you a sense of acceptance. Hallelujah. This story was originally written by otisstories.com and narrated to you by otisstories.com. I love you, and I would like to also see you in the next story. Just keep a date with me every Sunday on our Telegram channel t.me/otisstories, or visit our website on Sundays, otisstories.com. I love you, and God loves you so much more.